From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah health officials announced 8 new COVID-19 related deaths today. It's the highest single day increase in the state since the start of the pandemic. 6 people who died were Salt Lake County residents, 1 lived in Utah County, and the other in Washington County. All but 1 were over the age of 60, and all of them were either hospitalized or living in a long-term care facility when they died. Utah has now had more than 7,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and more than 177,000 people have been tested. Public transportation is yet another facet of life hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. As KUER's John Reed reports, ridership on trains and buses is way down, and state transit officials have a long road to recovery ahead.
Utah's transit authority is in a tough spot. Ridership and revenue are down around 60% on average, and they've had to cut service. James Larson, a spokesman with the agency, says fewer riders means they've been able to get some much-needed repairs done. But it's also delaying some long-term plans.
Everyone's just being really cautious right now and looking at data and trying to look at trends and figure out what's the best course of action that we need to take.
Larson says they're looking at a slow ramp-up to normal levels based on future ridership and survey data. Ted Knowlton with the Wasatch Front Regional Council says transit officials have realized they need multiple strategies going forward because the pandemic could
end up affecting where people choose to live and work. They may affect how far people travel. They may affect the amount of money that people have to drive or use transit.
He says transit planning can help get people out of cars. That not only reduces air pollution and traffic, but saves them money, which could have ripple effects throughout the state's economy. John Reed, KUER News.
Salt Lake City is looking to reconstruct 200 South, a main street that runs through downtown and east to the University of Utah. Officials are using $11 million from the Funding Our Future initiative, which addresses streets, housing, and public transportation in Salt Lake City. Kyle Cook with the city says the pavement along 200 South is worn out, so they decided to rebuild it with more urban features.
There's been a emphasis on multimodal infrastructure, particularly in the downtown area, that supports air quality and sustainability goals. Those are things that we're trying to promote and get more of.
Salt Lake is holding a virtual open house tomorrow morning to get public feedback before construction starts in 2022. The University of Utah announced today its police department will participate in an investigation by the state's Department of Public Safety. It comes on the heels of allegations that a police officer kept explicit photos of Lauren McCluskey on his phone and shared them with others. McCluskey's ex-boyfriend shot and killed her on campus in 2018. The university says an internal investigation had not shown any inappropriate behavior by the officer handling her case. Over the past week, Utah lawmakers have requested almost 250 bills for next year's general session. But not all requests turn into actual legislation that's introduced during the session. Republican Representative Steve Christiansen has requested a bill called Abortion Amendments. During the 2020 session, he sponsored an unsuccessful piece of legislation that would have required ultrasounds before abortions. In response to emergency state contracts related to COVID-19, Democratic Representative Suzanne Harrison has requested a bill that would require more transparency and public access to information regarding emergency purchases. Researchers with the nonprofit Headwaters Economics looked at what makes housing so expensive in places that depend on recreation for their economies. They say it's actually a side effect of prosperity, but it's not all good. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichel reports.
People are moving to outdoorsy towns in the Mountain West, and when housing supply doesn't keep pace, that drives up the cost of renting and buying. But Megan Lawson says there's something else.
It still costs more to live in those places because they have the quality of life, because they have some places the social cachet.
Lawson is an economist with the nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics.
It's really important to anticipate these challenges and recognize that unaffordable housing is going to come along with a lot of typical measures of economic success.
Her advice to Mountain West communities angling to be outdoor recreation destinations: as desirability and prosperity come to town, unaffordable housing is going to tag along, and the pandemic is likely to sharpen or speed those inequalities. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.